You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Continuing now with our discussion of those anti-piracy laws being considered in the U.S. that have produced worldwide internet turmoil. We've mentioned, and perhaps you're already aware, that the giant Wikipedia website in English is down today. Not because of some pirates, but in protest to what the Wikipedia people think this would do to the internet. Close it off, allow people to be shut down without explanation. Exactly the sorts of things our guests in the last segment were suggesting is needed to prevent piracy. Well, Wikipedia's message today is no. What we in the 21st century world community need right now is the open architecture of the internet. And sites like Wikipedia, and just check out what it is like suddenly not to have them. Poof. And so Wikipedia goes down. You may have already encountered a blank page on Wikipedia, but let's try to create for you more of a sense of the giant internet behemoth, Wikipedia, going silent. All right? First of all, what is Wikipedia? It's a giant, breathing internet organism. You hear it there? Millions of people logging on, millions of servers updating data, millions and billions and trillions of gigabytes, a living community of data.
How did the Mayans measure time? When did Mexico?
Where did Michael
Jackson? And on the one side are the people asking questions of Wikipedia. They sound like this.
What is the biggest volcano?
Now, on the other side are the people making the corrections to the Wikipedia entries, the updaters. A little more know-it-all, a little self-righteous. They sound like this. You get the idea. So this cacophonous community of questioners and correctors in this living, breathing, digital organism suddenly shuts down. Now what?
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
A world of questioners suddenly with no answers is suddenly disconnected from a world of correctors with all the answers and nowhere to put them. Reactions? Well, these actual global citizens are individual data points courtesy of the BBC from a community wondering how all of this protest will play out.
I suppose it's going to be quite difficult for a lot of students because, I mean, a lot of people use Wikipedia, but I guess they're sort of making a stand for something that they feel strongly about, which is, it's not a bad thing to do.
It won't affect me at all, but I think it's quite interesting. Is 24 hours enough to make a sort of a proper point about making a protest? Is it a sort of sop to people? But I don't know whether it's a great milestone in the sort of fight against censorship or a point for the masses or anything like that.
Huge milestone, point for the masses, end of the world. Well, Wikipedia perhaps can't bring all that about. Now, if Google went down...
Wow! It is really dark in here! Nice! I can't even search anywhere! Get me out of here!
Open the door.
You get the idea. Piracy, Wikipedia, and a dead internet. It's a mark in the global internet sand, and at this point, it's a really big line. Here are some more data points responding to all of this. You, our listeners.
My name is Abby Nash, and I'm calling from Texas. My take on the Sopal blackout is that I hope it encourages people to be more active in fighting to keep their server liberties. I also hope it introduces people to the open source copyleft and patent left movements like Creative Commons.
Our listeners are really into this. Lots of responses from you out there. Here's some anonymous texts. Wikipedia means nothing to me. I've never used it, so it doesn't matter to me whether it exists or not. A fearful listener here, I would be in serious trouble if Google went black. I use Google much more. We can share that. Excited listener here. Wow, real protest is back. Way to go, Wikipedia. I support them.
Right on, Occupy Wikipedia. Where's the smoke bomb? Woo! Occupy Wikipedia!
From Oklahoma City, this listener texted in, very important, hope this ends soon. Good. Screw SOPA, says another anonymous listener. Why so many anonymous listeners? Here's an on-the-record, folk. Paul Stryker wrote in on Facebook, Wikipedia can be missed for a day. I think Paul's right about that. Tyrone Thorpe said this, to really get people's attention, you need to shut down something bigger like a bank, like Google, or any e-commerce website. From Hoboken, Bill posted this to thetakeaway.org. The main issue with SOPA, by the way, that means Stop Online Piracy Act, which is what Congress is debating. The main problem with SOPA is that a large business can afford to police itself and stop people from posting pirated content. But a new startup may not have that much cash flow. Just as the 1% has an inherent advantage against the 99%, SOPA gives an inherent advantage to large corporations against small startups. Now, he's not saying to start up a company, you need to be a bit of a pirate, is he?
No, I don't think. But that's not what Wikipedia or Craigslist or any of them are. They're saying that if they have links inside their website, they could potentially get shut down by this legislation, even an internal
without
link.
Explanation. Yeah.
Right,
no,
exactly.
It's the fact that the government could take this action and it would be not transparent to the users who were affected. Shannon McNamara posted this to our Facebook page. Google should go down. Think about it. Gmail would be gone. Google Apps would be gone.
Absolutely.
Google Search, Google News. So many things run off Google. That would send a big message real quick. Jim McLucky posted this on Facebook. This isn't about taking a day off the internet. This is about protesting the overreaching power of a government who has no idea how this technology works. Aaron Reed, this is my favorite. Facebook, this is what Aaron posted. If the internet went away for good, I think I'd sip a Mai Tai on the beach. Heck, I might do that anyway. Nice idea. I think I'll Google a beach somewhere near here. Wikipedia, the Jersey Shore. Not the TV show. The real beach. Huh. Come back, Wikipedia. Please come back.
I heard 100 drummers whose hands were a-blazing. I heard 10,000 whispering and nobody listening. I heard one person starve, I heard many people laughing. I heard the song of a poet.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.